Welcome to Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life with Shannon Crow, certified health coach, and Marcia King, dietitian and nationally accredited nutritionist. Each week, we're going to cover all things health and wellness. So let's get to it.
Hi.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good. It's really nice weather here. It's like unseasonably warm. So it has been good. My cough, excuse myself. I'm feeling much better, but it is still lingering on. So
we're heading in the right direction.
I do feel better. Yes. I had that brain fog and not feeling well. And I feel tons better. But yeah, that little nasty cough is hanging on. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Got to have a quiet, relaxing morning. Got my yearly mammogram done this morning. So I want to encourage other people to get their screenings done, whatever that is for you. Get them done. Get them scheduled. Don't wait.
Congrats. Yes, absolutely.
So it's always a good feeling to be like, check, I'm taking care of myself. I'm practicing what I preach. And now
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so important. And I like that we do, you know, just annually, right? You just get it on the calendar next year. That's what I do, right? So that you know that time frame comes around and you're ready to go.
Yes. Don't wait till I hope you remember. So yes, I feel very accomplished this morning.
How did your weekend go? Anything fun and exciting?
What was this weekend? What did we do? Went out for dinner. I mean, very relaxing. Went on a trail run. That was exciting.
Cool.
It feels like so long ago now. But yeah, it was actually, hello. There was a marathon in my town. Cheered on a whole bunch of people. That was fun.
How did it go weather-wise there? Because I know last time we talked, we were talking about a little possible rain.
It was awful.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was fairly warm, but it was very windy, like 40, 50 mile an hour winds, rain. Everyone survived. But yes, I was feeling, my heart went out to all the runners. It was not the best weather, but it was still fun for cheering. I think everyone was content in the end, but definitely not an ideal day.
Right. Well, the accomplishment was there then. So good for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, proud of themselves. Very good. Exciting week coming up. We've got like things to talk about. I guess we were going to do some healthy suggestions to get through the holiday, right?
Yes, because, well, we were just talking before we started recording about how so many people are waiting till January 1st to start their healthy habits. And my question is, why can't you start a healthy habit now or, you know, keep the ones you already have? Why are we just throwing them all out the window or not, you know, even kicking anything off? And waiting until it's, you know, all the holidays are over.
I agree. I mean, that's so easy to get into that catch-22 where you're just tossing it off. You know, you're writing it off as it being the holidays and this is going to happen. Yeah. However, once you start down that hole, right, then you're going to spiral a little bit. So we want to get some things in place, some nice tips. We got lots of holiday parties coming up, lots of meals. So yeah, let's try to get some of that in place. And right, let's practice it now. Why not the end of the year? Let's go strong.
And then, of course, we could be gentle with ourselves. It is the holidays. We don't have to be super harsh. But I love having a healthy habit, either started or maintaining it. And sometimes we just focus on one. That's a huge win for a lot of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you do a lot of holiday entertaining, go to parties? What kind of, like, is it going to look like for you coming up?
It depends. This year is kind of, I still feel weird with the COVID stuff. I used to do much more before everything was shut down. And so usually I have a couple, you know, sort of shindig type things. So I teach music. I think I've shared that before. If I haven't, I do. So I'll have my adult students over. Oftentimes we play through holiday music and just have a few hors d'oeuvre type things just for fun. So I'll probably do that this year. And then just visiting family. So I don't do many things. There's too many recitals and concerts and things. I just lose time.
So that helps. The music season. So you prepare lots of holiday, like, is it going to be like you guys are presenting or playing somewhere or?
Yes. So my students will all have recitals and then there's orchestra concerts and then there's, you know, end of year celebrations with the kids, that sort of thing. I do a bake-off with one of my orchestras, which is super cute, having the kids do a little quote bake-off. I don't do a lot of entertaining, but I do try and make it a special holiday season for sure with a few things.
Yes.
What about you?
Yeah. Probably some entertaining, and then I also have some engagements that I'll need to go to. Love it to be around family and friends, right? That feeds our soul. So excited. I know going into it, there's going to be lots of yummy things. And again, this is the dietitian speaking, not deprivation, right? But I want to have some sort of game plan when I go in. I'm doing actually kind of the proteins, the more macronutrients. I'm going to gravitate towards that because there's going to be lots of hors d'oeuvres, right? This is not a sit-down meal. But, trying to work that in along with the micronutrients, all of the fruits and veggies, right? Fill up on that, but the protein, I think, is going to be my key. I'm going to gravitate towards eating more of that in my holiday festivity eating.
So do you size up the whole table or the whole menu kind of when you walk in the door? Is that kind of what you get, and you get a game plan going, or is it kind of let's play it by ear and just kind of do the math in your head, so to speak, making sure you get enough of this?
Knowing I'm going into it, I'm going to size it up, right? I
Okay.
mean, I'm going to size it up. Knowing I'm walking into it, and then there are some things that are just, hey, we're having Christmas cookies and they're delivered or whatever, spontaneous things that happen. But yes, going into it, I'll look at the table and know that I'm going to gravitate towards this. Again, low-hanging fruit, no pun intended, I say this, but it's the fruits and
Yes.
veggies, right? And they fill us
Always.
up. Lots of good fiber. So we fill our plate with maybe, a large portion of that and protein.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my game plan going into some of these, I guess, festivity parties
I love
anyway.
it.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of mindfulness things because I agree with you. Veggies, fill up on those, get the protein. You'll feel more satiated, less munchy later on. Huge. The other thing I like to do is I like to go to a party not starving. Like I like to have either a healthy snack. If it is an hors d'oeuvre thing, I make sure I have, maybe a light dinner, but a meal before I go in. So I'm not going to be binging on all the Chex Mix or whatever is, there.
Right.
Which I think is important if it's an hors d'oeuvre type thing. For potlucks, I always recommend to my clients, be that person who brings the healthy thing that no one expects that is healthy. So if it's, like a dip, do you have to use sour cream, or could you try, Greek yogurt with that protein in there? Can you offer that
Absolutely.
to your dip,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. And then A, you're helping other people with their healthy habits without them even knowing it. B, there's something there that you can eat without feeling guilty. And like you said, getting those macros in, getting that protein in, getting those extra veggies in, maybe you're reducing sugar, that sort of thing.
Right. And the taste is there. I mean, we use some substitutes and the taste and flavor is still there. No one would even know,
Absolutely.
right? Yeah.
Absolutely. So what do you do for like a sit down meals? Because a lot of, if you're going to like a Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever celebration dinner, how do you make sure that you're not going to have any regrets or have a mindless eating or, whatever pitfalls we could fall into?
Right. And that's kind of tradition. I mean, we make the ham here. We talk about Thanksgiving, and for Christmas, it's a ham meal for my children and I, well, the adult children. But yeah, so I mean, I kind of refer back to the Thanksgiving meal, right? There's going to be lots of starchy things, but I also try to bring in like some roasted vegetables. I try to get all of that in. And when we're snacking, we're doing like, cheese and crackers and things like that. So, right, those are kind of like just working those things. Again, I think when we look at the plate, I also, excuse me, I'm gonna drink my water. It's got a dry throat. But, and that's another thing I wanted to mention is hydration. You talk about, going into a party or whatever, making sure you have a little bit of nutrients in your system, fuel your body. Pardon me. We also, I like the hydration piece, maybe even
Yes.
just a little bit more water before we head into the party, right? We're
Yes.
supposed to be drinking half of our body weight in ounces per day, right? But
Mm-hmm.
we're going into a party, excuse
Poor
me,
thing.
especially if you know that there's going to be alcohol.
Yes.
So make sure we're really hydrated, right? Or all of our body, 60% of body is water. We need all of that hydration. And then with that, you're having a glass of wine. I always say, then do a water or have a cocktail and then a water, right? And it helps us to feel full and feel that hydration, not dehydrated, which we feel the next day,
Oh my
right?
gosh, yes. One of the things also just putting your wine glass down. A lot of us will hold that wine glass as we're chatting, especially if you're walking around. If there's somewhere where you can safely set your glass down, you're less likely to keep sipping and refilling too. You're more likely to alternate with the water or just slow down on drinking all that, eggnog or wine or whatever you choose to have.
Exactly. That is right. I think so too, because it's a visual. You've got it in your hand and it's a habit. which brings to another tip. And that's, I think, I don't know about you, but when there are so many different snacks and hors d'oeuvres and things there, and you're chatting, you know, and that's fueling our soul or bonding and all of that, but portion size, right? So when we're looking at it and we're grabbing and we're just talking and snacking and cupping it in our mouth, it helps sometimes for me to get that smaller plate and make sure I'm portion, you know, putting my portions on there, you know, as I'm enjoying, letting that kind of satiate me and not just mindlessly pulling at it. I don't know. I think that's kind of a nice visual for me to be able to use.
So I'm all for just doing your, filling your plate once. And of course, there's going to be exceptions to the, every rule, but like if you're doing a dinner and, you know, there's a buffet or whatnot, fill the plate once and then be done. So choose what you need, because usually that's all we need as far as nutrients goes on that plate. So I love the whole idea of when you're done, putting your napkin on your plate.
Oh, yeah.
Because then who's going to lift up their napkin and fill up more? That seems kind of awkward.
Digging through the trash.
Or even announcing, wow, that was a delicious meal, pushing the plate away. Or even saying, wow, I'm full. Oh, I'm so satisfied. Saying one of those things, even if you're not really saying it to anyone specific, it's kind of like announcing to the crowd or the person next to you at the dinner table, I'm done. And then if you go, you're less likely to go for seconds or thirds if you've announced that you're done, which I think is one of those things. It's a good signal for your brain and almost like a silent accountability agreement with your neighbor that I'm not going to eat anything else today. We're good.
Yes, I absolutely love that. I think that that is a good game plan to go into it, right? We talked about portion control, leaning towards proteins, eating a little bit before we go. But I love that. Just know what you're going to have. That's your game plan and stick with it, right? Exactly. That's great. I love that. I mean, you'll feel so much accomplishment doing that, I think.
Well, because you're going to sleep better because your stomach is not going to be all gassy and bloated or gurgly or whatever. It's, you know, if we overeat. And it's kind of like what we said at Thanksgiving. If you decide to have a second, the world's not going to end. However, you just be aware of what you're doing and just make a choice, and that's okay.
And have that game plan. And you mentioned sleep. I'm going to talk about that. I mean, the holidays are hard sometimes. We've got people staying with us. We got all these different events that we're going to, and we're up later. And, you know, our body does need rest to reset, right? To get rid of the toxins, to restart. And that helps us, whatever we talked about, the sweet spot, whatever yours is, however many hours you need to try to get that in, right? Mine's 8. But if you're lacking, it's okay to like kind of refresh and take a little nap. I think sleep is really important during this too for healthy tips, right? It keeps us from not getting sick and keeps us on our game. Our mind is sharp. We know what our game plan is. What's that?
Makes us nicer.
Less grouchy. I love it. And then we're not grabbing for those potato chips to kind of like, grrr. I'm like, yeah, whatever, right?
Well, and speaking of rest, I think a lot of us either get excited at dinner parties or eating their, you know, the nibbly food, or we're even nervous. And so we start to eat faster and we just keep filling our mouths. So we don't have to talk to that person next to you that you've never met before and you feel nervous and shy. And I think it's important to put the fork down.
Yes.
Too thoroughly. Take a moment and then of course, then I have another bite, but then your brain realizes, yes, I'm still hungry, or no, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm full. I'm satisfied. Because we usually inhale food. I feel like that's the way all of us have, you know, grown up and have lived our adult lives. We just inhale the food in front of us, whether it's intentional or unintentional. So if we can slow down, it helps our stomach get to our brain and tell us, yes, I'm still hungry, or no, I'm good to go. Thank you so much.
I love it. Yeah. Because sometimes we're just like powering through. We don't even take time to digest or actually enjoy it, right? The conversation, you get nervous. So you're something to do. Like you said, just push it away, put the wine glass down, kind of like just, you know, water and conversation, but take a minute, right? Yeah. Yes. I love that.
So what do you do when you get gobs and gobs of holiday cookies from friends, neighbors, family, because we know everyone gets some amount. I hope so.
No, absolutely. Right. That is a big thing. That was a big tradition in our neighborhood. Yes.
So what do you do with all of that so you don't fall off the wagon, but still enjoy the holiday season and the goodies?
you know what we did? And this was a tradition when my children were little. We haven't done it, but we would take a lot of the homemade Christmas cookies, right? We got a chance to sample. That was a score. We loved it. And then it's kind of like, okay, now we're moving towards, you know, the next couple weeks. We would take a tin to the firefighters.
I love that.
Yeah, my son loved it because he loved the fire station, right? And then we would just bring them some of the Christmas cookies. They were all homemade. We knew, you know, who made them. It was all safe, but they seemed to enjoy it. Now, I know they get a lot of donations at that time, but it was just kind of a win-win. It was a nice pay it forward, donating it, and they seemed to have received it well. But yeah, so donating. How about you? What?
Well, you're way nicer than I am.
What's that?
You're so much nicer than I am. We need to do that. So for the cookies, for example, so homemade cookies, like you said, you know who made them, you know that they're safe to share and that sort of thing. So yeah, sometimes we'll enjoy them here at home, but usually I'll try and save some to bring to like my family's, what was it, Thanksgiving? Oh my gosh, family's Christmas.
Yeah.
Because let me be honest, I stink at baking.
You're not a baker. Yeah.
I love the concept. I love the book. I stink at baking. So, and my family knows I'm not going to pass them off as my cookies. They know that they came from a student, a friend, a neighbor. I am honest. But it reduces stress for me. I have something I can bring. B, people are going to enjoy them because I would feel awful throwing something away, or something getting stale. And then sometimes what I'll do too is because, you know, in March, you might get a hankering for a cookie. So I will freeze things. Or just like a packaged chocolate. We have a little part of our pantry that's harder to reach. And so I put it up there. And then if you're having, you know, a celebration or you're just, you need a little piece of chocolate or whatever, you know, 6 months down the road, it's still good if it was, you know, a packaged candy or it's in the freezer and you're good to go.
I love it. I love it. I love that idea. I might use some of that, actually roll that in for this holiday to have it, because you go into the spring and there's not sugar cookies, and that's a nice little sugar pick me up, and then you're done with it, right? You got it portioned, and I love that,
right?
Thank you.
But I love your firefighter thing too. I'm like, okay, I gotta, yeah.
Well, even you know, just paying it forward and donating it, there might be some families like that could possibly use it, but like even like Halloween candy, I love that donating things, right? Yeah, the leftovers of the sweets.
Because it's a thought that counts, and who doesn't love a little sweet?
Yeah, exactly. So do you have the family in for
Thanksgiving? Oh no, we're breaking up. Oh gosh, come back.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Right. Yes. Well, like I said, like with the COVID thing, I feel like all of our traditions have shifted. So I'm not sure what's happening this year for sure. But I know we'll go to the in-laws probably Christmas Day for part of the time. And then I like to do the French style holiday, just the two of us here at my house on Christmas evening with duck.
Cozy.
And, you know, cheese and bread. And we do a little overboard, but you know what? It's one day. I make it as healthy as possible with my tweaks. And I have one serving of each thing and we're done. And then I'll visit my family at some point. I just have no idea when that's going to happen, before Christmas, after Christmas. We got to get things lined up. How about you?
Well, that sounds good, though. I love that you do a cozy, you know, with your partner. I love that.
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
My kids are being hustle. What's that?
I say it's nice after all the hustle and bustle, just to have just the you time, you know, or the us time, if you will.
Yeah. Pop on a movie or whatever feels good and relaxing. Oh, I love that. My kids will be in again, so it's just like kind of repeat that what we did on Thanksgiving. You know, we'll make the meal again Christmas Eve. We watch some movies. Home Alone is one of our favorite. That's a little tradition. I don't know. We watch that every year. Just really relax, you know, kind of be in our sweats, this and that. And then we'll get up and, you know, do the ham and all that stuff on Christmas. You know, this brings up a question, though. What about New Year's? That's coming up, too, because I don't think my children will be here. They'll probably have gone back to their routines and things. But what about New Year's? I haven't even, like, thought about any plans. How about you?
So we're kind of lazy, which because the hustle and bustle, the whole holiday season, traveling to see these people and those people, it's fabulous, but you're exhausted. And we kind of like to use New Year's Eve as our recharge time to get ready for the new year. So we have what I call our naughty tradition. where we enjoyed chicken nuggets while watching the countdown shows and champagne.
God, I love that. How did chicky nuggets come into play? Was that just something you both enjoy?
No. So when we first started dating, Adam was doing that. I thought, well, this is weird. And then I started to join him. I was like, well, this is fun. Because I almost never have a chicken nugget or tender or anything of that sort. You know, I'm usually doing, you know, a grilled chicken breast or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Gosh darn it. I'm going to partake. And yeah, we do the countdown shows, all the silliness, you know, of the celeb and the videos and this thing. And we're in our pajamas on the couch and we pop the champagne at midnight. And then we wake up the next day and go for a run, usually a trail run. And
okay. Yeah.
And sometimes we do like a deep clean of the pantry or, you know, catch up on laundry that day. Just kind of start the year fresh and feeling productive. And it's like a reset. Yeah.
It doesn't have to have like the first of the year, the goals are here, the roof is gonna blow off the top of your place, right? But it's just kind of like easing into it, right? And the night before was relaxing. I like to watch the countdowns as well. I've been by myself for several New Year's Eves where I'm just watching TV, chilling, you know, that's about it. Maybe eating some different type of appetizers or whatnot. The neighborhood I lived in prior to here at midnight, you know, bang the pots and pans. That was a tradition outside, which was always fun, you know, depending on the weather or whatever, but basically would do that. And then the next day, it's just kind of like football. I enjoy, but not getting anxious about, okay, we got this new year. We want to recharge and have that day and be ready to start, you know, this new routine first of the year. I mean, healthy foods, I'll probably, you know, I gravitate towards that on the first. Yeah.
I do it on New Year's Day. I do a super healthified shrimp etouffee.
Ooh.
Right? And it's, I mean, it's not the intense buttery roux that, you know, from the traditional, but I still think the flavor is great. It feels, you know, warm and cozy because usually it's bitter cold on New Year's Day around here. And it's just kind of, it has all the vegetables I work in there. So you feel it's like a clean eating. You feel better.
And lots of folks start their cleanse and things, and that's perfectly fine. This is a reset, you know, beginning of the calendar year. That's awesome. Did you say you go for a run? I mean, that's a nice thing to get into, like the movement, right, on that day.
So one of our local running stores will often do kind of like an announcement. It's not even an official group run. They're like, hey, a lot of us are going to show up at this park, or a lot of us are going to show up at this trail. See you there. And so usually it's about 10 to 20 people, depending on how cold it is. And it's like a 3-mile trail run. And then we come up in the middle of the afternoon, so you don't have to wake up early, which is always nice.
Yes.
And this is kind of fun to see, you know, your people, so to speak, you know, your community. With no expectations. Some of us are slower than others, and that's great. But it's that community, that fresh air, getting that movement in. And then going home, and like you said, watching football, you're right, we usually do that. Making dinner and just, I say recovering from the holidays, which that's not true, but we're just always moving through the holidays, and to actually just sit and relax and feel like you don't have to go somewhere or, you know, wrap the gifts or call so-and-so and get this lined up. And it's just, it's a nice decompress, and almost, it's like after a meal, savoring what you just enjoyed, you know?
Yeah. Like we talked about, and all the memories that were made, you know, and then kind of like we're sliding into a new year. And it is time to set goals and it is time to refresh. Just like it doesn't have to blow up though that day, right? We kind of just, I feel it's nice to slide into it. Think really ahead. What is realistic? What are you wanting? Not even for health and wellness, just in general, right? I mean, setting those expectations for your year, you know?
Yeah.
Like business-wise or whatever it may be, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I love just having a theme for the year. And it's funny, I usually make a theme and then somehow the universe switches my theme mid-year. Like, oh, maybe this is what the universe is trying to tell me this year. Okay. All right.
Just, I love it. And just being around family, you know, we just said it was so busy and we got, you know, we just kind of recap some good tips to hit those holiday parties, to stay hydrated, to stay, get proper sleep, right? All these things. And then just reflect back on the memories like that were made, right? And then we got a new fresh year ahead of us, right? How lucky are we? So awesome.
So I have one more question.
Yes.
Are you establishing any healthy habits this holiday season as we start to enter? Or are you focusing mainly on, on maintaining? Like what is your focus for this holiday season to truly enjoy it, but not have any of those guilt moments?
Yeah, that's a great question. And everybody's different. I mean, it's all individualized, right? I have clients who are still working through their 90-day program with me, the core program. So we're setting some things in place. I'm doing a talk about it here in the community. But for me, it's maintaining, right? So I'm going to go into those parties, eat those proteins, but also enjoy a little bit. I'm going to, you know, not overindulge as much. It's just going to be maintaining, making sure I'm hydrated. You know, when I'm having some alcohol, I'm maintaining. So that's my answer. My answer is maintaining. Yeah, I'm not working anything new in. How about you?
I really intend, because we're starting to begin the holiday season, to add in more meditation time. I've got my app downloaded. But for me, I stress out. And it's mostly just because I'm constantly on the move. I'm loving everything I'm doing, everybody I'm with. I mean, truly very blessed. But I want to make sure, you know, everything is as perfect as possible for everyone. And I feel like I burned the candle at both ends. So I think to reduce my stress, that is self-imposed.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was like, oh my gosh, right. I can't find the word.
No. We have that disease to please, right? We talked about that earlier. We want to make sure it's all good for everybody. But yes, go ahead. I love that meditation.
Yeah, so that's my plan. I've been listening to other podcasts, which I love hearing what other people have to say. And just about, you know what, get your butt up a few minutes earlier. You're not going to die by doing that. And that's where I'm going to be doing my meditation. So.
Okay. In the morning. I love that. I love that. You know,
for success. And that's something I can do in a few minutes. It's not going to be like an hour extra of my life.
Exactly.
Right now. Who knows?
Well, but again, you're putting yourself first, right? And you're feeling like that's what you need, even if it's 10 minutes, right? You're doing it for you, right? And this is something that's for you.
Yes.
We all need to be doing those things for ourselves, right?
And I love that we have this podcast. And I just told everybody. So now I have to do it. I'm going to be held accountable.
That's right. Well, it's out in the universe. I love it. But you deserve it, right? That's something that you feel like is going to work. 10 minutes, right? Something that night. And now you got me thinking that I possibly should be doing something like that too. I mean, I do, like I said, the affirmations and, you know, working that mental muscle that, you know, you deserve all this, but just something for you. I love that. Maybe I'll try that too.
I love it. Okay.
Love it.
It's out there. People have heard it. We have to do it now.
Yes. Yes. Well, we need to hear some of the tips and things that people are doing that they find successful, right? I mean, stuff that they have that we can maybe share for moving forward.
Yes, I would love if people could share on our social media platforms. I'll let you share where they can find us. But yes, I love sharing tips because I think you and myself and everyone, we get focused on what works for us, but then we forget about all these other options we've never thought of before that might be perfect. So I'd love to hear.
I love it. And this is, again, the forum to do it. It's health and wellness and tips, and we can share with someone and help them succeed in an area. That's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Paying it forward.
How can they find us on social media?
I actually think we are up on Facebook, and just go ahead and search Thrive, the digit two. No. Strive to Thrive. Yes. I'm reversing my words. I'm still having the brain fog. The Strive and the digit two and Thrive. And you'll be able to pull us up on Facebook and you'll see I just created some photos.
Instagram
is dry throat.
So if you're not a Facebook person, I love people sharing on Instagram as well. Or both.
It is. And that one is, again, Strive to Thrive, and it's an underscore. And it said weekly guide. So that's where we are there. We got to get some stuff moving forward, but you can check us out and leave any comments. Yay.
And you'll notice us because our logo is there. So it should look the same thing as what you're seeing on the podcast, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. The heart. I love it.
Yay. All right, friend. Have a fantastic week. Until next
time. You too.
Thank you.
That sounds great. All right. Love you. Bye.
Joining us for another episode of Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life. head over to our Facebook and our Instagram and share with us your takeaways from today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with others and be sure to like, rate, and review. May you continue to strive to thrive, and we'll see you next week.